Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 28th of July, 2017. We are in the book of Job, and we will be beginning at chapter 4 today. Job has had all these calamities come on him because the Satan wants Yahweh to test him. He wants to show Yahweh that he can destroy the testimony of this righteous man. Well, he's sending all kinds of problems on him, and now he's got some friends that have shown up, and they're going to rebuke Job. Job is bewailing his condition in chapter 3. We are in the poetic section of Job. The first two chapters were prose. They were recounting the situation, and they are being quite poetic in these sections. Now, I'll have to refer to the Hebrew on a lot of it, because they have changed the word order around in the English, and it changes the context of the passages. So I'll do the best I can for you here. Verse 1 of chapter 4, "Then answered Eliphaz the Temani and said, if we attempt to speak with you," they have commune, the number is 1697, and it means words, have words, or discuss a matter. It has a number of meanings. "If we attempt to speak with you, will you be weary?" 38:11. Okay, will you be weary? That's tilae. "But who can restrain himself," 61:13, "from speaking?" 4:405, a different word. Okay. Who is able to restrain himself from speaking because of the disaster that's befallen their friend? I mean, he's sitting in ashes and he's got boils all over him and just really down and discouraged, and he's pitying himself. And have a little hit of ice water there. Verse 3, "Behold, you have instructed," 3:256, "Yisarita, many, and you have strengthened the weak hands." The weak hands. Hands is a symbol of power. So he strengthened the spirit, basically, of people that are down. Well, he's down now. And what Eliphaz is saying to him, look, you've held up all these other people. What's with you? You know? Why don't you follow your own advice, perhaps? Verse 4. Your words have upheld him that was falling, 3782, and you have strengthened, 553, the feeble, 3766, knees, 1290. They were so down that their knees were weak and they would fall down. Verse 5, but now it's come upon you, and you are weary. 38:11. It touches upon you, and you are terrified. 9:26. Well, he'd been counseling so many other people. Now it's his turn. And he had always been prosperous and strong and a leader, and all of that has been taken away from him. Verse 6, is not this your fear, your confidence, your hope, and the uprightness of your ways? In other words, all this advice you were giving other people, was that not your ways? Verse 7, remember now, or please, 4994, whoever perished, that's number 6, being innocent, 5355, or where were the upright, those who lived rightly, upright cut off? In other words, tell me when this has happened. Verse 8, even as I have seen, those that plow iniquity or evil, 205, and sow mischief, 5999, reap the same. You're going to, I did a sermon called Reap What You Sow. Well, hasn't, in other words, hasn't God punished them? By the breath, 5397, of Eloah, that's 433, they perish. And by the breath, at 7307, that's the spirit, of his nostrils are they consumed, 3615. Verse 10. The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion and the teeth of the young lions are broken. Eliphaz itself, this guy that's speaking, means God is strong or God is a dispenser. And he was the oldest of Job's three friends, okay? Verse 11, the old lion perishes for lack of prey, and cubs of the lioness are scattered abroad. Now to me, a thing that was brought stealthily and received mine ear a whisper of it. A thing was brought stealthily, and my ear received a whisper of it. Here's verse 13, and you can reference Job 33:15. In thoughts, 5587, from the visions, 2384, of the night when deep sleep, 8639, falls on men, 14. Fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones to tremble. There's two words. Trembling is 7460 and tremble is 6342. Let me clear my lungs here. I've got to cough a second. Let me get a drink of water before I start again. Verse 15 of chapter 4. Then a spirit passed before my face. Ooh. This is at night when he's supposed to be dreaming. The hair of my body stood up. Made his hair stand up. Ooh. Creepy. Verse 16. It stood still, but I could not distinguish its appearance. An image, 8544, was before mine eyes. There was a whisper, 1827, and I heard a voice saying, verse 17, shall mortal man, that's 582, be justified by Eloah? Shall a man, that's 1397, be more pure than his maker? Uh-oh. He's saying Job thinks he's pure than his maker. Now, Job has not said this, but it's being brought up to him by Eliphaz. Now, in David James' version, he goes deeply into this. So I again recommend that you download David James' study on Job. It will be of much benefit to you. Verse 18, behold, he put no trust in his servants and his messengers, 4397, he charged with folly, 8417. These are angels, divine messengers. Verse 19, how much less in them that dwell in houses of clay? That is a metaphor for the human body, whose foundation is in the dust, 6083, which are crushed, 1792, before the moth, 6211. And the moth is symbolic for the corruption that happens to the body. Verse 20, they changed the word order here and it changes the whole passage. I'm going to read it as it is in Hebrew. From morning to evening they are destroyed forever. They perish without any regarding it, or without any regarding it, they perish. Wait a minute, I'm looking at my notes. Without any regarding it, forever they perish. There we go, now I got it straight. From morning to evening, they are destroyed. Without any regarding it, forever they perish. I got it right. You ought to see this poor old Bible. I have worked this thing over. I got to get a new one. This is all written in. Is not there, verse 21, is not their tent cord pulled up? Tent cord is 3499 and pulled up is 5265. They die without wisdom. So now we'll start in chapter 5 of the book of Job. And this is a continuation of the rebuke of Job by Eliphaz. Okay. I need to draw a red line here, so I had to get my little ruler. Shows I've done that chapter. Right there. Couldn't get the pen to write. All right. We got chapter 5, and I'm going to get the Hebrew in front of me so I can relate it to you if I have to. All right, verse 5, verse 1. Call now, if there be any that will answer you, and to which of the holy beings will you turn to? 6918. They have saints here. It's holy beings. Verse 2, for anger kills the foolish man, and envy, 7068, slays the silly one, 6601. Verse 3, I have seen the foolish taking root. But suddenly, 6597, I cursed 5344, his habitation, 5116. They started to take root, but they just... Verse 4, his children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. Now, he's foolish. He can't even take care of his own hand, his family. Verse 5, whose harvest, 7105, the hungry, 7457, eat up. And they take, and even out of the thorns, they take it. And the robber pants after, 7602, their wealth. In other words, if they're foolish and they take root and they start to prosper, they won't be able to hold on to it because they're incompetent. This is poetic in form. Remember, this is not prose. This is all phrased poetically with figures of speech and idioms and metaphors. It is not a literal writing here. They're using substitute words in a poetic manner. Flowery speech, as they say. Verse 6. Although evil comes not forth from the dust, neither does trouble, 5999, spring out of the ground. And that's the soil, okay? 127, Adama. Verse 7, yet Adam is born into trouble, as the sons of flame, and they have sparks here. But literally it says, sons of flame. Okay. B'nai Reshef. But they wrote Sparks here. They've anglicized that, but it needs to be read in the poetic language that it was written in. So you get the Hebrew flavor to it. Don't change it just to make it easier. It doesn't say sparks. It may mean that sons of flame may be sparks, but it should be read as it written, as it's written. And sons of flame fly upward. Okay? It's a poem. Leave the words alone. Put them in here as they were written. Boy, that just irritates me. That's terrible. But I would seek unto El. That's 4:10, unto the divine being. And unto Elohim, which is a plural form of it, would I commit my cause. 1700. That's like a legal case, okay? Verse 9 of chapter 5, you can reference Sirach 43:32 in your Apocrypha, which doeth great things and unsearchable. Okay, not searchable. Marvelous things, 6:381, without number. He's speaking of what Yahweh can do. Who gives rain upon the face of the land. Well, that's Yahweh. And sends waters upon the fields. 2:351, and that's as open country, okay? He waters places. To set up, verse 11, to set up on high those that be low. He will elevate the lowly. 8:217. That those which mourn, 6:937, may be raised up, 7:682, to safety, 3:468. It's going to take care of the mourners. Now these, they really chopped this verse up. So I'm going to read it as it is in the Hebrew. Verse 12. He frustrates the schemes. Frustrates is 6:565 and schemes is 4:284 of the crafty, 6:175, so that their hands cannot perform successfully, 8:454. Verse 13, and you can reference 1 Corinthians 3, verse 19. He captures the wise in their own craftiness. They fall in their own trap, in other words. And the counsel of the devious, 6:617, is hastened. 4:116. In other words, hasty counsel. Get a drink of water here. Verse 14. Listen to this. This is poetry. They meet with darkness, 2:822, in the daytime. And as in the night, grope in the noonday. So they're groping around confused in the middle of the day. They changed the word order in that verse, so I straightened it out. But he saved, verse 15, but he saves from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty, the poor. They had the poor moved into the first part of the verse, which it does not belong in. But he saves from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty, the poor. In other words, he takes care of the poor. All speaking of Yahweh. He's rebuking Job, telling all the mighty things that Yahweh does. And how can he complain, basically, when Yahweh's got everything in hand? Verse 16. So the poor has hope, and injustice shuts her mouth. Yahweh does that. Here's verse 17. You can reference Proverbs 3, verses 11 and 12. And the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, 5 and 6. Behold, happy is the mortal whom Eloah corrects. 3:1-9:8. Therefore despise not the chastening. 4:1-4:8. Of the Shaddai. That's the Almighty. Okay. And that is 7:7-0:6. And here's verse 18 of chapter 5. You can reference Hosea chapter 6, verse 1. For he makes sore, 35:10, and binds up, 2:2-8:0. He smites, 4:2-7:2, and his hands heal. 7:4-9:5. Okay. For he makes sore, and when they say he binds up, 22:80 is as binding up a wound. And he smites and causes harm or injury, and his hands heal. He does both. He can make you sore, and he can heal you. Okay? Verse 19. He shall deliver you in six troubles. Yea, in seven there shall be no harm touch thee. It says evil, but it is translated, 7:4-5:1 is translated as harm. Okay. King James has it wrong. They keep translating that as evil. They're stuck on that. They stick one translation on that word all the time. And it in context, it's wrong. They're talking about being wounds and being bound up the wounds, and he smites. And his hands heal? Well, he shall deliver you in six troubles. Yea, in seven there shall no harm touch you. In context with verse 17. Verse 20. In famine, 7:4-5:8, he shall redeem you from death. And in war from the power, that's literally hand, 3:0-2:7, as a symbol of power, from the power of the sword. And here they've moved things around, and I had to correct the word order. Verse 21, from the scourge of the tongue, in other words, bad things said about you, you shall be hidden. 2244. Neither shall you be afraid of destruction when it comes, because it won't come for you. Verse 22. At destruction and famine you shall laugh. 7832. Neither shall you be afraid of the living creatures of the land. It has beasts of the earth. In the King James Version, that is incorrect. And 2416 is living creatures. So, there we go. I had to turn the Hebrew page so I can get to that to read. The living creatures, umekayaf. Creatures. From the living creatures, ha-aretz, or eretz, actually. That's number 776. It's not the earth, it's the land. The earth is tabel, but they keep translating land as the whole planet. That's another big thing. That they just genericize stuff. They stick on one translation, and it's wrong. The translators that did the King James Version really did not know their Hebrew. But it's been used for so long, erroneously, that's true, that people think it's accurate. Oh, that's the Word of God. Well, no. No, it is a very bad translation. Too many errors. There are better scriptures out there. The Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. I haven't got this far in the computerization. I will have the entire Old Testament done. I'm working on the prophets right now. And then I will do the writings. And there are already translations of the apocryphal books. I'm not going to translate them, but I will do the New Testament and have it corrected, because they're using Jesus and all this other stuff in the New Testament, and that they've changed the writings in the New Testament. So I will issue a corrected New Testament eventually. That's a lot less work than the Old Testament. It's huge, huge undertaking. But I will reference the Greek words and compare them with the Hebrew words that were in the original Hebrew text of the New Testament. But the materials they used to write things down on crumbled over time. They didn't stand the test of time. And we don't have any of, except little pieces and parts of the original Hebrew New Testament. So the Greek is a copy of the Hebrew. And the English is a copy of the Greek. So, doing the best we can, folks. But searching for truth is an adventure and a joy in itself. I know I have enjoyed it and still do. Verse 23 of chapter 5, for you shall be in league with, in other words, have cut a covenant with, the stones of the field, and the living creatures of the field shall be at peace with you. So you'll have a covenant with the stone, the very stones of the field, and the living creatures. Verse 24, and you shall know that your tent shall be, as implied, goes, 3588 is goes forth in peace. And you shall visit your habitation and shall not sin. 2398. And 2398 means to miss the mark of duty or righteousness. Okay? That's one type. I did a sermon on what kinds of sin. One of my word study shows, I believe it was a wake-up call that I did that on. What kind of sin? There's a bunch of different kinds of sin. They don't all mean the same thing. They translate everything as sin. Well, yeah. But what kind? They're specific kinds. They just make everything generic, and you miss so much in their lousy translations. Ugh. Praise Yahweh that He gave me this knowledge. Verse 25, you shall know also that shall be great your seed line or descendants, and your offspring, 6631, as the grass of the land. In other words, He's giving him things that are going to happen. What are you complaining for? This is going to change. This is what you've got. You shall come in firm strength, 3624, to your grave, 6913, that's a sepulcher. Like as comes a stack of sheaves in its season. They really changed the word order in that verse. So, verse 27, lo, this, or behold this, we have searched it, 2713. So it is, hear it, and know you it for your good. So he's rebuking Job for bewailing his condition. But Eliphaz is telling him that all will change. Everything will change. Because all of this is engineered to be by the machinations of the evil one, challenging Yahweh, saying, well, your servant will curse you if you do this. He doesn't love you with all his heart. Well, so much for the adversary. I've got about 20 minutes. Let me take a look at chapter 6 here. It's got about 30 verses. I can get those done. Chapter 6, verse 1. But Job answered and said, oh, that, and they changed the word order, I'm going to straighten it out. Oh, that were thoroughly weighed my grief and my calamity, 1942, laid in the balances. 3976 together. Well, he's going to weigh his griefs and his calamity in the balances. Verse 3, For now it would be heavier, 3513, than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up. 3886, in other words, what can I say? Verse 4, for the arrows of the Shaddai, that's the Almighty, 7706, are within me. In other words, he's been shot. The poison whereof drinks up my spirit. Remember, this is poetry. The terrors, 1161, of Eloah do set themselves in order against me. That's like a battle array, 6186. Verse 5. Does the wild ass bray when he is grass? 1877. Or does low, 1600, the ox over his fodder? 1098. No, they don't. They're quiet. They're eating. They're satisfied. They're happy. So when he was satisfied and happy, he didn't complain. Well, now he's not, and now he's complaining. Because he thinks he's so righteous that God wouldn't touch him for anything, wouldn't try him, wouldn't taste him. He doesn't know this is coming from God. Verse 6, can that which is tasteless be eaten without salt? In other words, you have to have salt to have taste with it. Otherwise, it's just nothing. Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? No, all the flavor is in the yellow. Verse 7, the things that my soul refused to touch are as my disease in my food. Or as disease in my food. My being refused to touch. Soul, being, 5315. Verse 8. Oh, that I might have my request, 7596. And that Eloah would grant me the thing that I hoped for. Now listen to this and think about Jonah. Oh, I'd rather die. Just let me die. Well, listen to this. Verse 9. Even that it would please Eloah to crush me. 1792. That he would let loose, 5425, his hand and cut me off. 1214. To cut off from life. Sounds like Jonah in a way. Oh, I'm so miserable. Just go ahead and kill me. Okay, well. Verse 10. Then should I yet have comfort? 5165. Yea, I would harden myself. 5539. In anguish. 2427. Let him not spare, 2550. For I have not concealed, 3582, the words of the Holy One, 6918. That's Yahweh, the Holy One. Verse 11. What is my strength that I should hope? And what is my end that I should prolong my life? In other words, I'm just ready to die. He's having a pity party right about now. Okay? Verse 12. Is my strength the strength of stones? Or is my flesh of bronze? 51:53. Verse 13. Is not my help, 5833, in me? in his wisdom, 8454, driven quite from me? Okay, well, he's suffering. But listen to this. To him, verse 14, to him that is afflicted, mercy should be showed from his friend. But he forsakes the fear of the Shaddai. In other words, why are you rebuking me when I'm sitting here all full of boils and in ashes? Verse 15, my brethren, 251, literally brothers of the same womb, have dealt deceitfully, 898, as a wadi, that's a riverbed, 5158, and as the stream of brooks, they pass away. You go into a riverbed to find water and it's dry. Oh, I thought there was water here. I guess not. Verse 16, which are blackish, 6937, by reason of the ice, and wherein the snow is hid. You go down in there and it's just ice and snow. There's no stream. Verse 17, what time they wax warm, they vanish. So when it grows warm, the snow and the ice just vanish. 6, 7, 8, 9, vanish. When it is hot, 2, 5, 5, 2, they are dried up from their place. 1846, dried up. They've deceived it. It looks like there's a riverbed there. You go down and there. It says, verse 18, the caravans on their way are turned aside. 3943. They go to nothing. 8416. And perish. In other words, the caravans turned aside to go to get water, and there's nothing there, and they die of thirst. Verse 19, the caravans of Tema. 8485, look, the processions, 7614, of Sheba waited for them. Verse 20, they were put to shame because they were confident. They came there and were humiliated. Processions of Sheba, they were raiders. Lying in wait for those caravans. Verse 21. For now you are nothing. You see a terror and are afraid. And it says here in these comments that Job's statement says that his friends feared that God would do to them what he had done to Job, especially if they helped or sympathized with him. And they strongly believed that Job had sinned greatly and was being punished for it. Well, actually, he didn't sin greatly, but he sinned somewhat, because he thought that he was above the hand of Yahweh touching him, because he was just so righteous. Oh, I'm just a righteous man, and I love Yahweh, praise Yahweh, but I'm righteous. And Eliphaz asked him if he thought he was more righteous than his maker. And that set him back a little bit. He wasn't ready for that. Wasn't ready for that at all. Verse 22. Did I say, give to me, or give a reward for me of your strength? In other words, he's answering Eliphaz. Did I ask you for anything? Verse 23, or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or the hand of the enemy, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty, 6184. I didn't ask you for any of this. Verse 24. Teach me, 3384, and I will be silent. In other words, I will shut up if you teach me what I've done. 2790. I need to get a little water here. And cause me to understand where I have erred. 7686. Okay, you say I've done something. If you teach me what I've done wrong, I'll be quiet and listen. Now, here's verse 25. And the word that they used for it's harsh, okay? And I need to flip a page here. Pardon me. Verse 25. Well, that's 6:25. I'm still back in chapter 5. That shows you, oh man. I'm sorry. I had the wrong Hebrew. I have so many papers here for the study, it's a bit comical. You'll have to pardon me for the crackling and crinkling of paper as I'm folding it over. It says, how harsh are right words? And it's 4834 Nimritzu. And it is uncertain here. They weren't sure if that was the correct Hebrew, but that's what they have. How harsh are right words? In other words, the truth hurts. But what does your arguing, 3198, reprove from? Okay. Uma yakiak hokiak mikem. They use the same word in a different tense. 3198 used twice. Verse 26, do you imagine, 2803, to reprove words, 4405, and the speeches of one that is in despair, 2976, which are as wind? In other words, my moaning and groaning comes from the fact that I'm in despair, I'm hurting, I got all these boils, my whole family's been killed, houses are torn down, all my livestock is stolen, and my moanings and groanings are just as wind, they're nothing. That's basically what he's saying to Eliphaz. Yay! The fatherless cast. No. Yay. The fatherless you cast lots over. And that's fatherless children, okay? Orphans. You're casting lots over orphans. and you make a trade, 3739, of your friend. In other words, you're making me like a slave that you're going to sell. Verse 28. Now, therefore, be willing, look upon me, for it is evident unto you if I lie. Am I lying? Look at me. I'm not lying. Verse 29. Return, please. Let it not be iniquity, 5766. Yea, return again. My righteousness is in it. So I'm righteous for saying what I'm saying. Well, actually, no. Self-righteous, whining. He's getting reproof from his friends, but he's still not cursing Yahweh. He's not accomplishing the designs of the Satan. So he's not getting the job done. And I'm sure that makes him very unhappy. Verse 30, the last verse of chapter 6. Is there in my tongue iniquity? If my palate cannot understand evil? 1942. Is there in my tongue iniquity? In other words, am I speaking sin? If my palate cannot understand evil, in other words, I don't understand what's happening to me. I don't know why all this has occurred to me. I don't understand it. What have I done to bring this about? This is the confusion brought about by the Satan, the Satan, to test Job and see if he curses Yahweh, as the Satan said to Yahweh, if you touch his body, he will curse you to your face. Well, he hasn't done so. He didn't curse Yahweh yet. He's just bemoaning all that's going on to him because his body is falling apart and hurting, and this is a natural reaction of a man that is in terrible pain and agony, who has lost all of his family. And his wife had a knee-jerk reaction and said, curse God and die. Well, he didn't do it. And that's to his benefit, as we will see. Well, that brings the study on Job to an end for today. We will be beginning in 7 on the next show. And no matter how miserable we might be, we need to remember one thing from all of this. Yahweh has everything in hand. He is almighty and all-powerful, and all will play out to his glory, and that's the main thing. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and until the next time, Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.